Very, very interesting medrash. It's quoted by the Medrash Talpios, which we discussed in the Me'ah Brachas shir. When the Melech takes out the Sefer HaZichronos, so the Megillah says, Vayimatze Kasav Asher Higid Mordechai Al Bigsana Vaseresh. Instead of being called Big Son, he's called Bigsana. The Medrash wants to know why. So it tells a fascinating tale. The scribes of the Sefer HaZichronos were none other than the children of Haman. And they despised Mordechai. And rather than write in the book of good merit that Mordechai killed Bigsan Vesarish to save the life of the king, they reasoned that really one of the two were put to death unlawfully. Who was the instigator and who was the tagalong? And since that couldn't be determined, both were killed, but that would mean that there was spilled blood for no reason. Because only one should have been put to death, Al-Pidin, Dina de Malchus. So they wrote in the Sefer HaZichronos that Mordechai had put to death Big Son Oseresh. But an ace happened, and that happened right now, Vayimatze Kosov, that when they went to open up the book before the king, they saw that instead of it saying Big Son Oseresh, Aleph Vav, meaning a word to itself in the middle, the Aleph went right, the Vav went left, and now it said Big Son of Aseresh. Because had the king seen that Mordechai had executed Big Son Oseresh, like the children of Haman really wanted, that it should be a suffix, and one of the lives should not have been put to death, Mordechai wouldn't have been credited for what he had done. But now that it had said that they both deserve to have died, so that's why Mordechai was rewarded. And we explained that this all has to do with Bitul HaMalek, Tikkun HaMalek, because O is a Lashon of Suffolk. And the children of Haman, of course, were Amalekim, and they tried to create a Suffolk in the merit of Mordechai. But this Nes, which took place to give the Aleph to Big Son and the Vav to Seresh, was the beginning of the downfall of Haman. Tikkun of the word O, which means or, a Suffolk, is very apropos to what's taking place. Al-Kaporin, let's try to explain this in another way. And by way of introduction, the Inyan will be Zechira Samalek, Mechia Samalek. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber tells us, he says, Yesh Oimim, the Parsha Zachar, and Parsha's Parah, Midaraisa. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Lechatchilat should be read Basara. The Kriyas HaTorah Basara, in the presence of 10 men, a halachic minyan. This is a very interesting psak because according to Moshe Shonim, it doesn't seem necessary. Although yes, Tosas and Brachos does say that the mitzvah of Parsha Zachar, or reading the Parsha, the Kriya, is Doraisa. And there is a rush. The Rush of Maseches Brachos writes, and his Lashon is, that the mitzvah is ba'asara d'oraisa, with 10 d'oraisa, kigon likro parsha zachar shehu min hatayra, like reading zachar min hatayra. So he calls it asara d'oraisa. That's seemingly mostly a das yachid, yet this is how it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. We'll come back to this in Mitzvah Shem, noting these two shitas of Tosfos and Tosfos and the rush of it being d'oraisa, and perhaps even Asara Daraisa, like the Shulchan Aruch suggests Lachatchila. When it comes to Amalek, as we mentioned, Amalek is the Inyan of Sfeikos. The greatest suffix that Amalek makes is the Inyan of the Achdus Hashem. And the Tzaddikim explained, the Kamoinim, that one of the confusions, the bilbuls that Amalek makes, is turning Dalas into Rashes. The only difference between the letter Dalet and the letter Resh, as it's written, is what's called the Kutzel Shal Yud, the tip of the Dalet. If one would take that away and it would make a resh, it can have very, very grave consequences. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. With a dalit, Chas V'Shalom Hashem Acher. As a resh. And the tzaddikim explain, the pasuk after the chit of Adam HaRishon, Kotz V'Dardar Tatzmiach Lach. That it says that there will be weeds which will grow from the ground. The Torah calls them kotz, thorns, V'Dardar. Kotz is the kutzel shal yud at the tip of the dalet, that when that becomes erased or blurred, so then dar, dalet reish, tatzmiach lach, it creates sveikos. And after the chet of Adam HaRishon, that was the beginning of Hester Panim, and all Hester Panim is due to Amalek. Ki yad al kes ka, that there's a confusion in the world because of this Hester. This Hester Panim, of course, which Megillas Esther, from where Esther comes from, Hester, Aster Panim Ikem, is all about. Dalids, iterations. The Zohar goes further and says that every single letter in the Aleph Beis has a certain koyach pnimi. Primarily the tzad kedusha or the tzad tuma. Of course, all the letters are holy; it's called Lashon HaKodesh. But there are some letters which need tikkunim, and the Zohar highlights three letters in particular. Those are the letters of the word sheker: shin, kuf, and resh. With this, we can understand why it is turning dalets into reshes. But bechlal, the letter resh carries along that koyach. The Zohar goes on to say the following thing, and it pertains to our sugya, Megillas Amalek, Megillas Esther, and the Inyan of Mechias Amalek. Behektim, I've mentioned many times, the Chiddush of the Arizal, the Gilu of the Arizal, that the eitz of Haman is the secret of the letter Kuf. And that needs an explanation. So one way to explain it is as follows. As we had said, we began saying, the Zohar tells us that the essence of the letter Resh is that it comes to punish those who are Megale Sodas, which are not supposed to be revealed. Something which is supposed to be concealed, and somebody reveals it, the letter Resh comes to punish. The building of the Eitz Gavaya Chamishim Amma was not just a gallow 50 Amas high. In the Sfarim, it's very clear that the reason why it was 50 Amos is because it's Meire on the inyan of the secret of the 50th gate of Bina. Shar Chamishim Shari Bina Nivribaylam. 50 gates of Bina were created. Chazal say, Kulan Nitnul Moshe Chutz Miachar. All were given to Moshe except for one. And that's Shafat Chasir Me'at Melekim. Moshe was lacking one Shar. And Haman came along and he revealed that Shar. And he didn't have a shus to do so. He was Megala Hester. As such, the letter Resh comes to punish Haman. With this, we can explain why the letter Resh comes to punish Haman. And the secret of the letter Kuf. Because in Hilchos Safras, the way that the letter Kuf is written is by combining two letters. One, which is the long part, the lower part of the Kuf. That's an endonun, a nun sophis. And that's joined together with the top of the kuf, which is a resh. So a resh and an endonun combined spells kuf. Now, since Haman, he was Megala the Shar Nun, which means that he brought down the endonun into the world, so he deserved that the letter resh should come in to punish him. So with this combo of the endonun plus the resh, we have the kuf. But we see that the letter resh comes to punish Haman. The Zohar quotes a pasuk. It says, "Os resh kaima al oincha de megala razin," that the letter resh comes to punish those who are revealed secrets. And the simin to that is a pasuk in Iyov, "Resh v'kalon." Kalon is a lashon of busha, and resh is used in that context called resh v'kalon. Resh v'kalon is also gematria tsar v'oyev Haman hara hazeh. At the downfall of Haman, with those words that Esther pointed to Haman, is the gematria Resh V'Kalon. There's another reason why the Resh came to punish him, we could say. It's because we mentioned many times before in the pasuk, Asher Higid Lahem Asher Hu Yehudi, which Pash just means that Mordechai didn't bow down because he said, I'm a Yehudi. They recorded the Chiddush of the Tzaddikim who say that Mordechai wasn't saying, I'm a Yehudi. He was saying that Haman is a Yehudi. Haman had a very interesting status, and we spoke about this many times, Siyata D'Shemaya, that Haman was an Eved Kenani, the Gemara says, of Mordechai. Every Kanani has to undergo Mila and Tfila and has the status of a Yid. So Haman was a very interesting mixture of a Yisrael and an Amaleki, which is really like Klayim, mixing a Davar HaMote with a Davar HaAser. Is a very interesting status of Klaim. Or even Shnei Dvarim HaMutarim can create Klaim. So in this case, being Yehud and Amalaki, as Klaim, we find in Hilchas Bittel that a Klaim is only Batel b'Masayim in 200. Some things are Batel b'Meya, some are only Batel b'Aleph, some are Batel b'Rov, some are Batel b'Shishim. Klaim and Orla, because they're Asa b'Hana, require Bittel b'Masayim. This can explain also why the letter Resh comes against Haman. That since Haman is an inyan of Klayim, and to get rid of Klayim, you have to be Mevatalit, and Bittul is only B'Masayim, so Resh is Gematria Masayim, so that's why it's Mevatal Haman. Now, the letter Resh, the Sfar Makdoshim tell us, also implies Rosh, the head. And Be'emes, Klal Yisrael and Amalek are fighting over the status of Rosh, the status of Rashis. Of course, it belongs to us. The Torah says that Klal Yisrael is called Rashis Tefuoso. In fact, Yisrael are the letters Li Rosh, that the Rosh belongs to us. But Amalek challenges the Rashis of Klal Yisrael, hence the Pasuk, Rashis Goyim Amalek. And Achashverosh was caught in the middle between Mordechai and Haman. First, he was swayed to Haman, and then at the end, of course, he came over to Mordechai. Achashverosh, as Chazal says, Lashon Achi Varosh. He was Achi, he's my brother, but Varosh, he's the Rosh. He's the Melech, he's the Rosh. So, Amalek tried to take Rosh. Achashverosh. Resh is Gaim Amalek, but in the end, and this is where it rightfully belongs, in the hands of Mordechai Klai, so Am Mordechai Li Rosh. That's why Mordechai, we find many times, is called Rosh. We find that the Megillah learns that Mordechai is called Va'ata Kach Lechaz B'Samim Reish. Mordechai is called B'Samim Reish. But the Gemara brings a drasha of Mordechai, his chalipin with Haman, darshins the pasuk Tachas Hana Atzutz Ya'al V'Reish, that the Reish, who is Mordechai, will come in instead of Haman. And even in Moz Tzor, Reish Shemini Nisesa V'Oyiv Shmai Machisa. Hence, the Pasuk says in the Megillah, when it talks about Klal Yisrael's victory over Haman and Amalek, Yashuv Machshavtu HaShachashav Al Yehudim Al Roishai, on the head of Haman, or even in Alanisim, Hashev Gimulai B'Roishai. What Amalek tries to do, B'derech Remez, is to turn Roish into Asher. Now, the word Asher, the word in Lashon HaKodesh is a very interesting word. It means to belong to. It's a secondary word. How would you say that in English? It's not a noun. It's a, I don't know, a pronoun, proverb. I'm not so familiar with these terms anymore. But to turn Roish into Asher is taking a Davar Chashev and turning into a Davar Tafel. That's really the Yisod. And that's really Pshat and Pasuk, that when Amalek says, we're the Roish and you're just Asher, Zachar Eis Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. Amalek just makes you into an Asher. And if you take a look in the Parsha of Zachar, the word Asher appears 3 times, more than any other word in the Parsha of Zachar. The only other word which comes 3 times, if I remember correctly, is the word Lacha. But Asher is unique because it appears in each one of the 3 psukim. The word Asher, which you don't find by any other word. And that's because they turn Roishas into Ashers. In fact, the Pasuk says in the Megillah, when Haman is asking for the royal clothes of the king, the word Asher appears 3 times in that pasuk. It says he asks from the king, Levush Malchus Asher Lavash by Hamelech, versus Asher Rachav Alav Hamelech, Va'asher Nitan Kesa Malchus B'Roishoy. Which means to turn Klal Yisrael into Asher because Haman wants the Rosh. But of course, the Rosh belongs to Mordechai. And he ends up wearing the Kesem Malchus B'Roishai, and the Kesem Malchus B'Roishai of Esther as well. But it's actually hinted to, perhaps, of course this is a longer sugya, but the Mekubalim explain that Mordechai was nisgalgel to the Amora mentioned in the Gemara of Reish Lakish. Lakish, because Mordechai is Ben Ya'ir Ben Shemi Ben Kish. So that's the hint that he's Reish Lakish. But what about the Reish? According to us, that's because Reish Lakish is the letter Rosh. It's the letter Reish. It's the Mordechai who came to punish Haman, just like the Reish came down, because Haman was Megala Razan, as we explained before. But the letter Reish, that's the Echiz of Haman. He even married Zeresh, who has the letter Reish in her name. And Zeresh is Gematria, Ois Reish. And because of that, Haman thought that he can have an Achiza in Mordechai and Esther. He was Shalach Yad Bohem. He sent his hand on them on their letters. Because Mordechai has a Reish, and Esther has a Reish. That's the only letters they share in common. But the reason why he wasn't successful is because Chazal tell us that their names weren't really Mordechai and Esther. That was only their Paras and Madai name, their Persian names. What were the real names of Mordechai and Esther? So Gemara says, Mordechai was Psachia. That was his real name. And Esther's name is mentioned in Megillah. Hadassah. But there's no Reish in Psachia. And there's no Reish in Hadassah. So Mamela, once again, they were masked. They were closed. And Haman thought that he had a Chiza in that Chitzonius, but in the Pnimius, there was absolutely no Achiza. And of course, an Achiza in Achashverosh also has a Reish. It's worth mentioning as well that when we're speaking about the Sfeikos and the Sfeikos of Amalek, in the Kriyas HaParsha, Parsha Zachar, and we spoke about this in previous years, it's very rare that we have a word in Torah that we don't know how to pronounce it. Yet when it comes to the Parsha of Zachar, in the places, of all places, that we have a chiv to repeat a pasuk or a word because of a suffix, is Timcha Ezecher Amalek. Zecher or Zecher. There's a suffix in how to do that, and we explain that if we would know conclusively how to read that, there would be no chiyus for Amalek at all. The only reason why Amalek exists, because everything has its shayrish and its chiyus in the Torah, because in the place where the Torah says that there's a mitzvah to be Meicha Amalek, since there's a suffix in that, that's what gives them their chiyus to continue to exist. But what's interesting about this word Zecher is that the suffix is in the Zayin, in the Nekud of the Zayin, Zecher or Zecher. And it's only in Akuda. But because it's sharing its company with the letter Resh. Because in the word Zecher, you have a letter Resh. Since they have an Achiz on that Resh, it's a matel suffix in the how to say that word. When we go back what we had said in the Medrash, the Medrash said, Big son O Seresh, Azai Shteit, Lechatchil, in the beginning in the Sefer HaZichronos. But comes along the Malach, B'siyata D'shmai, Vayimatze Kasov, it says, Big son of Aseresh. That there was a tikkun to the Oi. Now, what's interesting is that if you take a look as it's written beforehand, Big son O Seresh, so O Seresh, if you actually read it, it's Aleph, Vav, Taf, Reish, Shin. Now that, if you divide it after the Taf, it's Aleph, Vav, Taf, Reish, Shin. What does that spell? Ois, Reish. That was the Achiza. But since the whole Inyan of Mechiyas Amalek is a bittel in the Klipa, which is Oichiz on the Inyan of Reish, which is Meshabesh Hashem Echad into Hashem Acher Chas V'Shalom. In fact, El Acher is Gematria Amalek. So what this Medrash is implying is not just a bittel hasafik, it's a bittel in the inyan of Ois Reish, which is the Achiz Amalek, because when you mevatel Amalek's Achiz on the Ois Reish, Panim Chadashos Bar Lekan. In fact, in the Haftarah, we find, what we read in Parshas Zachar, that Shmuel kills Agag. And of course, the Navi tells us that he chopped off his head. We find the same thing by the great ancestor, I shouldn't say great, but he is the great ancestor, literally, of Amalek, of Agag, which is Esav. Esav also had his head chopped off. And even according to some of Farshim, Haman was given Arba Misas Bezdin, Skilas Feva Herig Bechenek, which means that his head was chopped off before he was hung. And the reason why that is because there's Amalek and Klal Yisrael have a machlekes about this Reish, like we had said before. And in fact, with Derech Remez, Ois Reish is Gematria Yisrael Esav. We're fighting over this Reish, we're fighting over this Reish. Amalek thinks that they have a hasaga with the Reish and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that they think they could be Masik Hashem. And of course, trying to be Masik Hashem makes fakus, because how could you possibly understand the unknowable? So a head like that needs to be chopped off, because it's a kfir dik head. It's only the head of Klal Yisrael, which understands that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the unknowable, that he's Ein Saif, that he's not pasik to hasaga, less machshav atfisa beklal, such a Reish is a real Reish. And that's exactly what Shmuel tells to Shlomo. When he fails to kill Agag, he says, Im katanata beinacha, if you have humility, Reish shifte Yisrael ata, then that's a real Reish. But the Reish of Amalek, such a Reish needs to be decapitated. That's the difference between the Reish Hamiti versus the Reish the Sheker, the Reish of the Sheker. Of course, it's well known, the Remez, Adar's Rosh HaTevis, Reisha de lo Isyada, which is a very high place in Kabbalah, but for us what it means, Reisha de lo Isyada, the Reish, the letter Reish, the Reish, which is de lo Isyada, that's the secret of Adar. That's the Baruch Mordechai versus the Ar Haman. Now going back to what we had mentioned in Halacha about Parsha Zachar, that Tosis says to read it midaraisa, and the Rosh said Basara daraisa. Now, Rav Asher Weiss, he points out, I saw in his Ksavim, also I listened to a shir, that he says it's a milsa de la mistaba to say that the Rosh actually requires asara daraisa. Even he quotes those who try to explain it in his matchadam, and he proves from a Rosh elsewhere, from Tosfos HaRosh, and Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Mebeis, that the real girsa should be not Be'asara daraisa, because even the Lashon doesn't make sense. Be'asara daraisa. It should be Asei daraisa. Not mitzvahs asara daraisa. Mitzvahs Asei daraisa. So there was a shibush in the girsa and the Rosh. And Tosfos HaRosh, who's the same author, obviously, it's the same tzaddik, same mechaber, proves that in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Beis, where he writes clearly, mitzvahs Asei daraisa. And it's a very beautiful point. What we see here is that Shitas HaRosh should be like Tosfos. Mitzvahs Asei Daraisa, not Be'asara Daraisa. And we only know that because of Tosfos HaRosh. So now our whole conversation at Tana has been what? Discussing Reishas. What we see here, and then in the same way that in Parsha Zachar there was a suffix because of Zeicher Amalek due to the Ois Reish, when it comes to Mechias Amalek once again in Halacha, Asara daraisa or Asei daraisa? Says of Asher Weiss, I see from Tosfos HaRosh, it should be Asei daraisa, not Asara. There was an extra Reish. So again, once again, when it comes to Mechias HaMalek, there's a suffix in the Ois Reish. That would make sense why. Who's the Baal Memra? Who's the Mechaber? Who's the Shita who says so? Tosfos HaRosh. What does Tosfos HaRosh mean? An extra Reish. So even the Manda Amar is Meramez on the Indian here. That when it comes to Mechias HaMalek, there's a Tosefes Rosh. The Chalamaisiv Gareya. But that's the tactic of Amalek to try to stay alive. We should be Zeicha to chop off all the heads of all of our enemies, and to be Zeicha that to see once again Reishas Tefuasa of Klal Yisrael, Li Reish, Kamashiach Tzidkenu, Amir Amin.